India. Dash. Forum. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hello, dearies, and all those listening to this special interview today. Today we have somebody extra special, a man who not only has the intelligence of a sage, but also has a sense of humor of the coolest dude on the block. He can freak you out, he can wizen you up like an old grandma. He also has the memory next to none. He remembers each of his fan who has corresponded with him with details. He also happens to have a devoted fan following who petitioned us to have him back on IF to celebrate his birthday with us. So here we present Raj Singh Arora on a very special chat with us on his birthday today. September 26th, Wednesday, 2007. Welcome, Raj, and a very, very, very happy birthday.
And definitely a very big thank you and lots of gratitude to my favorite internet site, India Forums, for the last 3 years since the birth of Remix UV and all the other characters. My most consistent fan base is on India Forums, and it's my birthday today. All you fans who have been messaging me on my phone and writing me mails, thank you so much. I love you all. I know this is going to be a brief chat. So first hand itself, I'd like to say, guys, thank you so much for all the love and support. And let's see what's happening.
Great, Raj. So let me not waste time. Quickly start on the messages. The first message I'll read is from UV Craziest Fan.
Oh, yes. Of course, I know this one.
Okay. She says, happy birthday, Raj. You are one actor I really admire for your passion towards your work. You have played different roles and characters from being a VJ, doing music videos, doing shows like Remix, Kahani Ghar Ghar Ki and more, and in which you played entirely different characters from cool dude who loves his guitar to sweet lovable son and now the nice cool friend. Your work is totally commendable. Looking forward to more and more of your excellent work, and don't cut those lovely hair of yours. Please, that's a request. So, and wait on. She also has something more to say. I wish you a wish that I wish for you, that is, may all your wishes come true. May you gain love and happiness, success, prosperity, and all simple pleasures of and treasures of life. May every hour, minute, second of your life be filled with surprises and delight. May you reach all heights and your future be all bright. Wherever you go, may sunshine fall. Whatever you do, you succeed in all. Whatever you wish may all come true. Just remember, there's always be a true fan supporting you.
Okay, now this one though has been a very consistent old fan, and I think I replied to the message that she wrote to me. I think she's given the best analysis of my work till now. She had got it right. She had seen the VJ part. She had seen the Remix part. And I love the way she had justified everything. I mean, she had a very honest opinion. I loved it. And I think the fact that she's always been a very biased and crazy fan of mine, I love her for that. Tell this one. I think her real name is Shelly, if I don't remember correctly. I mean, I remember as UV Craziest, and I think it's Shelly. It is Shelly. Yeah, okay. I'm driving right now. I've been shooting for 14 hours, but I still remember it's Shelly. And I think I've been in touch with her, so she doesn't need to hear anything special from me apart from the fact that thank you so much. And I'd written something very personal to her about what I want to do ahead, and she sent those wishes back with lots of prayers for me that only she knows and I know. So I'm looking forward to those next two things that I'm going to do, and she's going to be there for me. Okay, next one.
So sweet. Thank you. All right. She has a small questionnaire for you. She says, how will you react, just, on the spot reaction, if I say
if she just says Juvi, the first thing that comes to my mind, I think, is the letters U and V. Because I think at one point of time, I just everywhere that I see UV written, and that's a lot of places on the net, I would associate that with me. But apart from that, super cool.
Okay, alright. Ashu.
Ashu. I think, Ashu, okay, I don't know what's coming to my mind the first thing. I think, a complete contrast, the opposite of UV. Yeah, that's the best I can describe it.
Okay. Raj Singh Arora?
I think the best description I've got in recent times is the one Mini just read out. And I remember the word she used, a sage, one word I remember in the description. And then she had used something about memory, which to a large extent is right. But I love the description you gave today about me, and I think that kind of, that's what I would like to think about myself as, and I think you put it very aptly, so thank you so much.
Yep, it actually sums it up.
So India Forums Mini has described me best today on my birthday. Thank you so much, Mini.
Oh, thank you so much. I have known you, Raj, for a while now, and every
we have known each other quite a while,
and every time I talk to you, and we have talked quite a lot, it's always amazing. You always come up with something new. So, well, I it just came out. I didn't have to think about before writing it.
No, but honestly, I love the description because I think, as you said, over the years, from the first time I think that you spoke to me when you thought, oh, this is just another some teen heartthrob or something. And I think that first 45-minute conversation went into a 3-hour conversation, and that's what has persisted over time. So I like that, and that's why I always say that it's been my favorite site, and my interviews my favorite. Why? Because I think it's somebody like you hosting them, and of course the fans, that kind of completes it all the way. And it's pouring right now, and I'm driving like crazy. It's pouring like crazy in Mumbai, and to let all the fans know, today was Ganesh Chaturthi in Mumbai, and there was the immersion of the Ganesha idol and all, and we were shooting, and now I'm on my way back, and it's raining like crazy, and I'm driving. So, okay.
Oh, great, and thank you, Raj, for taking the time out. But the last thing that she wants to know, that your reaction on the spot if you meet Rakhi Sawant.
If I meet Rakhi Sawant, I'd like to ask her if she's a man or a woman.
Oh, God.
Yeah, seriously, I really have doubts. But apart from all that, I think she's a very genuine and honest person. And she does a lot of good. I mean, she does a lot of charity and stuff like that. And I think she's very bindas. But yes, I would definitely like to ask her whether somewhere deep down inside there's a man. Well, I don't know how deep down inside, I'll leave that to the imagination.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm being my naughty self again, which you don't like.
Yes. No, I do, but it's just that, you know.
You can't sit on air between you and me. Okay.
All right. Next message. Animati. Here it says, hey Raj bhaiya, Ashni here. Happy birthday. May God bless you. Really hoping that all your desires and dreams get fulfilled, and may you never face any problems in your life. Last year when my poem was read to you, I was so happy that you actually liked it. By the way, Raj bhaiya, can I get a candle to blow off from your birthday cake candles? Well, kidding. Anyway, take care and enjoy.
Of course, Ashni to needs no, she's like a sister. She's one person who calls me up on my cell phone quite often. So I keep talking to her. I think she knows my sister also, she knows my girlfriend also. So I don't know whether I can say that she's become a part of the family. But she does call me often, and most of the time when she calls me, I'm shooting. And I remember her 3-4 years ago, she must have been 14-15. And I saw her latest picture, she's grown up, and I told her, you've become quite pretty and nice. And I see quite a lot of boys hitting on her. Now, I don't know whether as a brother I should be protective about her. But yeah, again, she's one of those fans who became a late remix fan of UV.
Uh-huh.
But has been one of those very vocal ones who always supports me. So, Ashni, I think you called me up, and I think I just got your message on my phone also. So, thank you so much, and yeah, of course, you keep talking to me. So, let's talk to the other fans today.
Okay, alright, great. Well, I have another fan of yours, and this one is a pretty serious fan. Her name is Neeti Rocks, and she says, hey Raj, before starting, I want to wish you a very happy birthday and want to give you kisses too. Well, okay, I don't know what you want to do with that, but that it is. And may Bhagu always keep you smiling and you achieve everything you want in your life. Anyways, it's Neeti here again, one of your biggest diehard fan. From the day I saw you, I started getting attracted to you, then started falling in love with you. Wow, this is serious, Raj. And by the end of
okay,
the
now, who is this?
Okay. She says, I started falling in love with you, and by the end of remix, I had fallen in love with you again and again. I had written this questions for you when you were to come in April, but it wasn't read out, so I would like to ask you these questions again and some more. Well, she has questions, but this is, I'll read the questions later. She says, hi, I hope you enjoy your year with lots of fun, love and food. And by the way, Raj, I just read an article in which you are planning to cut your hair. Please don't do that. We love your hair, especially me. I don't want you to cut your wonderful hair. It's so precious for all of us around here. Please don't cut it. Oh, well, she doesn't want you to cut your hair. So please don't cut your
hair. Okay, so basically, I think my hair issue has become quite a serious issue. And believe me, the only reason I have not cut my hair is because there was so much pressure. So people like Ashni and all my other fans have been calling and telling me. So finally, when I went, I just didn't have the courage. And what nobody knows is, in 4, there was a sequence where I was required to cut my hair, officially.
Uh-huh.
And I had to cancel that sequence, have a fight with my creative director, because all the Remix fans put so much pressure on me, saying that do not cut your hair. So I went for a nice trim.
Okay.
So all you Remix fans, you have worked and all your wishes have come true. I have not cut my hair. I still have the long hair.
Okay.
On my birthday also today. So well, there it is.
Great, thumbs up. So that was Niyati actually. Her name is Niyati.
Niyati, oh, she's written to me after a long, long time. I remember her from a year ago when she was in India Forums. But I haven't heard from her for a long time. So good to hear from her on my birthday again.
Alright, so she has a question. Quite a few of them. I'll read a couple of them. As you know,
okay,
we are having this UV month of RF in September.
Yes, I've gone through it.
Yep, it's your birthday. But in Remix, they never told us when is UV's birthday. So according to you, when should be or could be UV's birthday? What month? And date too, if possible. So, well, we even had an AY month in July, which was super hit. Well, it had to be after it was dedicated to the most talented and special people. So, there you go. So,
well, I think if I remember Remix, I remember Tia and Ashi had their birthday on the same day and there was this big celebration. Ranveer and Poor Me never had a birthday on the show. We are these little misused children and whose parents did not love them or something like that. But I remember our producer, before the show started, there was a very interesting tidbit, and it's, I think, they had given us star signs of what our characters had. The star signs our characters had. I'm not sure, I think mine was either a Sagittarius or something within the show. But if UV was supposed to have a birthday within the show, I would, let me put my birthday as January 1st as it is mentioned on India Forums. on the star list, I've been telling people it's not January 1st, so I'm going to make my birthday January 1st for Remix because all the Remix fans think that my birthday is on January 1st.
Okay, alright then. Oh, that has to be corrected then. Good. Thank you for telling me. I'll take care of that. So, alright. She wants to know when you're coming to US. She wants to meet you.
I would love to come to the US. As all of you know, my dear show 4 right now is shutting down, so I'm going to be very broke and poor. So somebody send me a ticket and I'll be there, and my passport is also expired. Actually, I'm just kidding around. I would love to come to the US. I definitely am quite seriously contemplating on trying to come to New York to do a three-month and a four-week course with the New York School of Drama. And they have some stuff which is on documentary filmmaking and all. So I've been quite tempted. I've been always tempted to come to New York, live in the city for a while. And my dad is based in Virginia and I haven't seen him in a while. I would love to come to the US. My passport is expired. And sooner or later I'll be there. Trust me on that. And I promise you I will be there.
Passport will take about 15 minutes for me, so you don't want to worry about that.
I'm just so lazy and so busy that I don't do it. But the US is something that I definitely have to come, and the three cities I really want to visit are New York, of course, San Francisco, and Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Great. How can you be busy and lazy at the same time?
That's just the way I am. I mean, I'm a perpetually lazy individual human being. The only time I'm active and thing is for the camera, so that's what you guys get to see. But otherwise, I'm like this really, really lazy. Actually, no, I'm just kidding around. I'm not that lazy.
You can't be. You just shot for 14 hours in a day.
Ah, well, yeah, that's it.
yeah, getting humble, huh?
Okay, fine. I'm a nice, sweet boy.
Yeah, good day to be humble, by the way.
Good day to be humble.
Right. So here's the next message. It's from Raki. She says, "Hi Raj, I was really thinking hard last few days. What should I do to make this message very special for you? But unfortunately, unlike my all talented friends here, I can't make poems or write something very impressive. But there's one thing I can do, and that's speak my heart out. So this message straight from my heart. I fell in love with you the first time I saw you on TV. After that, love has just been increasing. The best thing I like about you is the way you treat your fans with so much respect, especially we lucky IF fans. Have loved you in every show of yours and have full faith that in future also you would do good work."
Minnie, you're again cracking up a little bit. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you...
Now I can hear you. Right.
Okay. So hello. On this very special day of yours, loads of success and happiness. We IF fans are always going to be there for you. She has written a for you unconditionally. Happy birthday. Love, Rakhi.
Oh, Rakhi. Is this girl Rakhi UV by any chance? No.
I don't really know. I've just written Rakhi.
Okay, fine.
Could be. I have not written the username.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rakhi. And I'm getting seriously worried about all the girls falling in love with me after Remix is over. So that's very cute. And I'm glad to know that all the girls are not only in love with Ranveer, which I expect them to be. So I see as they're growing older, they're starting to fall in love with the real guy. So when they were younger, they fell in love with Ranveer. As they're growing older, they realize, the bad boy is the bad I want to go out with. So thank you so much for all the love, and I'm glad you all have come to your senses and started falling in love with me. And thank you so much, and I love you back too. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Alright, here is Usha Rafuddin. She says, all I want to say thanks a ton for coming on IF Radio again. Enjoy your day with full mood and musty. Hope you get fulfilled every of your honest hearted wishes come true. Best of luck for your future and present. We miss Remix and your UV character a lot.
Okay, fantastic. Usha, now this is a new one. Unless I'm mistaken, this is a girl from, I think, one of the hill stations. So I don't remember, but Usha...
Hello? Oh, shit. Okay. The next message is from G. Sony. She says, happy birthday, Raj. Hope you have a great day. Rock hard, live large. Thinking about your birthday, a couple random songs come to my mind. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana and Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
Okay.
Much love to you, Sayali.
Thank you so much. I'm glad somebody dedicated songs. Smells Like Teen Spirit. Do you know, when Kurt Cobain wrote song and it became a massive rage, he himself was surprised because when he wrote the song, if you listen to the lyrics, it goes like, I'm a skira, I love you. So what he said once he wrote the song and it became the teen anthem of the, he was a Seattle-based group and it became like a big thing. He never understood the song himself. And if you just ask people, what do you get in the song? Because I don't understand what I wrote in the first place. So that's an interesting tidbit about Smells Like Teen Spirit. I think it's a very, very cool song. And I'm sure you love the Nirvana Unplugged album also. Though of course, my rock days, I listen to a different sort of music right now. But thank you so much. I'm glad that you dedicated two rock songs to me. It's very UV and very me. So thank you so much.
Great. Oh, it's so much fun talking to you. The next message is from... Oh, actually, Siley has more of
it. Siley so is my oldest, my most dedicated, my hardest fan. She messages me every day. And she's been like a really, really good friend. I wish her the best on my birthday too.
Very sweet. She actually has written a poem. Dearest Raj, I'm wishing you another year filled with laughter, joy and fun, surprises, love, happiness, and when your birthday is done, I hope you remember deep in your heart how very much you mean to me, more than you can know. May God give you all the best things in life. No one deserves more happiness than you today and always. I promise to love you a little more every year. Lots of love, your side.
She, I think, is one of the most, honestly speaking, I have a lot of fans, but she is generally one of the most special because I think she's been a fan from so long, and she's the one fan, I think, who messages me every day without fail. And at this point of time on my birthday, I really wish Siley also some happiness in life and stuff she'll understand. And I hope she manages to find her path in life and her career in life. So Siley, I really want you to do well in life, and I want you to settle down in life well and be happy. That's my message to her.
Great. All right. Here's Anvesha.
Oh, yes. This one.
She says,
this one's really
happy
cool.
birthday. Yeah, he says, happy birthday, Raj. Well, my question to you is, considering you know some traits and some peculiarities of your co-stars, what do you think each of these co-stars of yours would give you on your birthday? Hello, Raj. Are you there with me? Uh-oh.
So I've just begun, I've just warmed up with you right now, so I can go on for another hour. Okay, sorry, I won't keep you away from your kids.
This is... okay, alright. So... No, not at all. So RTS is, thank you for filling our world with joy and fun. Thank you for making each moment a memorable one. Thank you for saying the most coolest and...
Okay, fantastic. Yes, RTOY.
Thank you for putting in our life.
That's about it. What do I say?
Thank you, Raj Bhaiya,
for being our UV. My vocal cords have gone into silence, so I hope my
silence
is enough for all that you have said.
To you, hazaro saal. Saal ke din ho, thousand million, billion, zillion years. So that was RTAOY. I don't know the real name.
Interesting. I think I would pick the age of 23. That's when I first came to Mumbai. That's my favorite time because it was my struggling days and I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so कुछ जल्दी जल्दी से क्वेश्चन हो जाए. If you were to choose, if you were to choose an age to relive all over again,
during my 18th birthday, I was pissed drunk and driving a motorcycle on my 26th birthday, that's today. I am
so you would be
driving a car
to be
and working, and I'm much more happier.
Correct.
And the difference,
list three differences between
my 18th birthday and my birthday
today.
I love working. I love working in front of a camera.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to do when I was 18. And I'm getting to do that today, so I'm more than happy.
Okay, great. Kuch masti wale questions. If you were to have a fancy dress ball for your birthday, what would you want as costume for the following? And, well, Raj, one thing, bachcho aur aunty jiyon ka bhi forum hai, so, well, no sensitive stuff. Thoda shock value.
This is Raj Singh Arora, he's allowed to do whatever. Okay, sorry. Okay,
on his birthday, oh my god. Alright, Hrithik Roshan.
What would I like? Okay, now this is a fancy dress competition and all these guys are coming.
Yes.
So what would Hrithik Roshan be dressed as?
Yep.
What
would you like to dress them up with?
Sorry, I didn't get you many.
Basically, you have to decide what kind of costume you want on these guys. And you can anything.
On these guys.
I mean, anything.
So what would I like Hrithik Roshan?
Hmm.
Anything. Batman.
Alright. Abhishek Bachchan?
Abhishek Bachchan, I would like as Krish.
Okay, Krish. Wow. All right.
Because he's trying so hard to beat Krish, so I would like to like him to come dressed as Krish.
Okay, all right. Aishwarya Rai Bachchan.
Mrs. Krish.
You are bad. All right. Shah Rukh Khan.
Shah Rukh Khan, I think, is a superhero within himself, so he can come just being whatever he wants to.
Okay, all right. Preeti Zinta.
Okay, who's next? Hello?
Preeti Zinta. Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay. Preeti Zinta.
Preeti Zinta. Catwoman? Okay, yeah. Preeti, that's my girlfriend answering. So, Preeti Zinta is Catwoman.
I can hear her.
Okay, don't put that on air.
All right. Catwoman?
Yeah, Catwoman.
All right. Rakhi Sawant?
Rakhi Sawant as the real man that she should be.
Oh god. Alright, now the dangerous one. Malika Sherawat?
Okay, I would like to see Malika Sherawat in a burqa so that everybody else does not look at
her. Wow. that's, oh my god, what an improvisation. Alright, Rani Mukherjee.
Who?
Rani Mukherjee.
Rani Mukherjee, she is a Benji. So Rani Mukherjee, how would I like to see Rani Mukherjee dressed? Very quiet. Wait, let me think. I would like to see Rani Mukherjee dressed as... Hold on, I would like to see her dressed as a Scandinavian authentic cultural dress. Those check skirt and stuff like that. With those bobtails hanging. Okay, that's like a pretty fantasized imagination, but I don't know why I thought about that.
Alright, we'll take that. So, it will be a colorful fancy dress party with Malika Sherawat, which you don't want anybody to
I wanted her in the first version, but you forced me to pick the second one.
Okay, alright, I can't have the first version on air.
Alright.
So, now from TV, Ronit Roy.
Ronit Roy. Oh, Ronit Roy is which one? Rohit Roy and Ronit Roy are different. Okay, that's the key. Ronit Roy, how would I like to see Ronit Roy dressed? I would like to see him at my party.
Oh my god. I hope Ronit is not listening.
No, actually, I don't mind. I think I like Ronit Roy as himself. He's quite a debonair guy. I'd like to see Ronit Roy dressed as a security guard.
Oh my God. Alright. I'll have to send out feelers. Ronit fans, please do not hear this interview.
Okay, just you, right. Mini, you know me, you can always beep out always. Just make sure that nobody kills me. Okay, yeah. Next one.
Alright. Rajiv Khandelwal.
Rajiv Khandelwal. I would like to see him dressed with Amna Sharif.
Wow. Well, the next one is Amna Sharif.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see him. I think they make a great couple.
Yeah, they do.
If they are a couple, I don't know, but I think they make a great couple.
Mm-hmm. Shweta Tiwari.
Shweta Tiwari, who is... Kasauti Zindagi ke.
Kasauti, right.
I would like to see her happy and not with any problems, the ones that she... Minus her husband, actually, yeah.
Okay, great. Urvashi Dulakia.
Who is Urvashi Dulakia? I don't know.
Kamolika of Kasauti
Zindagi. I have no idea who is. Believe me, whoever Urvashi Dulakia is, I have heard her name, but I do not know who she is. I've not seen her show.
Alright, that's fine.
I mean, I'm a remix kid, man. Give me a break. I just act in Kahani once in a while.
Alright. So, okay, Sakshi Tanwar.
Sakshi Tanwar as my mother. I think she's a gem apart as a person.
Mm-hmm. But she can't be too older to you, is she?
I don't know exactly Sakshi ma'am's age. I asked her once. She nearly gave me a thapad. But I always bug her because whenever I'm on the Kahani set, I invariably run and go and touch her feet. And every time I pack up on set, I will run and find her and touch her feet again. She gets very pissed off.
Okay.
So, let's say you're my Parvati mamma, and she's like, shut up, don't say all that to me.
I can guess that. I can hear that. Alright. So, we all know you have met the girl of your dreams. Please tell us something about her. She's right next to you.
She's sitting right next to me.
All the fans.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you can hear her speak also if you want. I mean, she's right. Okay. You spoke to her. She has been my girlfriend for a really long time.
5 years?
Mm-hmm. Okay, 5 years. Quiet, I'm not supposed to say all that on the air, okay?
This boy is struggling.
Okay, and she's very, very pretty. And to be honest, she looks a lot like Malika Sharapova. Seriously, she does. A lot of people think. And she's pretty hot, pretty sexy. And in fact, she's been asked by a lot of people to be a model or an actor. And she's planning to start out. So maybe all you guys can wish her best of luck also. But apart from that, she's, I think, my only... my real family in the city, and we've been a lot through thick and thin, and she's been my support, my harshest critic. Half, believe me, all the girls and fans who love me and find me cute, my girlfriend has never ever found me cute in her entire life. She makes fun of me, she dominates me, I have to go home and cook for her, all my friends think that I do all this for her. Oh, shut up. And she has never found me cute. She has never found me good looking. Exactly. She found me cute only once in her entire life. That's because I hadn't slept all night. So my girlfriend doesn't find me cute. So all you remix fans who love me and who have started loving me and cute. Please, you see my girlfriend doesn't love me and she just... Anyway, I'm just kidding around. So, yeah, well, that's about it.
Why are you going around me for 5 years then?
Huh.
Okay, I think you better pass on the phone to her. I have to take a statement from her. She has been poor thing.
This is not fair, all right.
From the back.
Hello?
Yeah, can you give us her name?
Her name is Swati.
Okay.
Yeah, and she can say
hello. Can she please say hello?
Hi, Mini. I hope you're not recording.
Hi, Swati. Welcome to India Forums.
Okay.
I am recording this. So, friends, this is Swati. She is Raj's girlfriend for 5 years. And he's not supposed to say all those, but we'd love to hear from you. So, just say a couple of things for all the fans out there who have been with Raj.
As far as I see, all the fans have been really very sweet to him. And they message and call. And
she gets jealous.
No, I don't need jealous.
Yes, she gets jealous. I just had to leave me and go.
This is Raj yelling from behind. But anyway, I don't get jealous. I'm very proud of him. And I'm really glad that he has such a fan following, which has been consistent for 3 years now. And we really wish him all the best. And he loves them all a lot. And he fights with me sometimes because all the fans sometimes fight something against the fan. He's like, no, this is my fan. You cannot say anything wrong about this fan and that fan. And So basically, it's really nice to know that my boyfriend has a huge fan following, and I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of all the fans, and thanks for all the support, guys.
And my boyfriend is taller than me, and I'm proud of him.
Swati. He's gone mad.
So, all right, Raj, can we have you back, please? Thank you, Swati,
so much,
for speaking to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, I think I'll just have Raj back to say goodbye today.
How many?
So, Raj, I think I'll sign off now. You have a wonderful birthday. In fact, this was a surprise present for us as well on your birthday. We got to...
You know, it's very sweet because she came on my set. She spoke to Sammy, that's Sameer, who's playing Manu. And they tied up. And while I was shooting, these both, she came with a cake all alone. And, you know, she was there with candles and everything. And I got a complete surprise because she called me up and said, I'm sleeping at home and I had a good night and all that. She wished me happy. But then cut to next to her, I know she's sitting in my makeup room with the cake. It was really sweet of her, and she always celebrates my birthday, and I hate celebrating birthdays, but what to do, my girlfriend and India forums and Mini all force me to celebrate my birthday every time. So thank you so much, all of you.
No, thank you, Raj, for giving us this time at this late hour, and it's been lovely talking to you. Have a blast on your birthday, and I'm so, so very happy that we actually have our recording right on your birthday, so that's even extra special. So have a blast. You are going to the amusement park. I hope it doesn't rain, and you just go up and up, and well, in amusement park, come down, but in real life, be up right there. So, hello?
Yeah, I'm there, Mini.
Okay, so anything you would like to say before we go?
I hope that, I think I said this last year also, if I remember correctly, that I'd like to celebrate the next 25th or 30 birthdays on IF. I think that's a very strong possibility. So, for the next 30 years, all you fans, you better be there, because I'm going to be there.
Great. Thank you, Raj. You take care and have a great
day. Thank you so much, Mini. Thank you so much, all you lovely, beautiful people. I love you all. Thank you so much for making my birthday so special. And what can I say? I think I feel blessed on this particular day to be doing this. And I think it's a fab way of celebrating my birthday. And I've just reached home. So this conversation has been brilliant from the set to my place. And fantastic. I had a great time. And Mini, thank you so much as usual. You're the catalyst. You're the medium. So thank you so much for being there and between the fans and me, because I think you're very essential, your personality as a person. And I think your understanding of someone like me is just over the voice. So thank you so much, Mini.
India. Dash. Forum. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.